I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Everybody, welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is on my clock, Saturday, January 30th. You're probably going to be listening to this on Sunday, January 31st. I guess there's an extra day in January. Maybe it's February 1st. I don't know. Who keeps up with these things? February 1, Ryan Wilson tells me. That's because this is the emergency Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade podcast. I'm out of town. I'm AWOL,
Brinson's
man.
Brinson's in a bunker in northern Canada. Wilson, I haven't been surprised he's alive. And my wife is wondering where I am right now. I told her I went to the bathroom. I've been back in 10 minutes. So we got to speed things
up. But you know what, Breach? My wife is upstairs with my brother and my father watching Groundhog Day because my dad's never seen it before. And as it turns out, we're living Groundhog Day because we keep getting drawn into this Zoom thing where we have to break down everything that happens in the NFL, including Matthew Stafford being traded for the Detroit Lions to the Los Angeles Rams, in exchange for two first-round picks and a third-round pick. Bam! Big NFL news on a Saturday, Wilson.
Yeah, and you were actually right the first time. It is January 31st when people are listening.
Oh, come on, man. You're killing me.
So my first takeaway is, well, we knew this 2 days ago when Les Snead said, Jared Goff is our quarterback right now, and that's all he would commit to on a Zoom call.
He's done that like 4 or 5 times in the last 6 years. He did it with Sam Bradford and Nick Foles, where he's like, Sam Bradford? Like, does he seem like somebody we'd cut his head off? You're like, whoa, why'd you say that? And Yeah,
you know, before that Zoom call, he was on a cell phone with another general manager talking about a trade. He's like, wait, hold on, I got to take the Zoom call. Yeah, Jared Goff's our quarterback right now. I got back on the trade.
Can you imagine if you sat down and with your wife, you're like, do you love me? And she was like, I love you right now. You'd be
right
like,
now.
Oh, well, I got it.
You do the same thing.
But then she's also on the phone 5 minutes later. Yeah. Like,
you do the same thing Jared Goff did when he heard Les Snead, and you start packing up your bags because you know it's short-lived. I was thinking about this once the news broke, how during Hard Knocks, Jared Goff was on his back porch in that really nice suburban
golf course,
hitting golf balls 100 yards to his little tee down there.
Welcome to Detroit, son.
He ain't doing that in Detroit. Nope. He's going to buy one of those indoor – what are those things called, the indoor golf things?
The simulators.
Yeah, $10,000 simulator, and it also says to me that Breach's boy from Miami University can't fix Jared Goff.
You know what? He got him to the playoffs 3 times in 4 years. We'll talk about that. Let me ask you guys this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you when you heard this news? Brinson, you texted Wilson and I like a few seconds after Schefter tweeted this news out. Brinson's giving on video. You're going 10?
10. 110.
Wilson, oh, not a 10. Like the terms of the 12. Deal are a 10. The terms of the deal are a 10 because there are implications for Deshaun Watson down the road. But in terms of him getting traded to the Rams as one of the teams in the mix, I'll say like 7, 7.5. Like I thought the Rams were in the mix.
Yeah. I agree with that.
The Rams have zero use for draft picks. That's what we've learned. 2 for Jalen Ramsey, 2 and a third for Matthew Stafford. You could argue either they gave too much for – they probably overpaid for both players. But at the end of the day, they have a really good defense. Now they have a quarterback that Sean McVay – clearly feels like he could win with. Now, Sean McVay hasn't said anything, but just reading the tea leaves, He didn't think he could win with Jared Goff.
All right, so let's kind of
dive. Sean McVay did say something. He gave the Les Snead answer when he was asked about Goff's future. He said, he's our quarterback right now. So it's like they rehearsed that so that no one felt comfortable.
Well, I mean, let's rewind to the playoff game against Green Bay. Or was it even the week before? But it was – I think Greg Rosenthal of NFL Media pointed this out. But Troy Aikman and Joe Buck were discussing Jared Goff being sidelined for John Walford in a way that indicated very clearly that Sean McVay had told them that he was benching Jared Goff. Jared Goff was benched in the playoffs for John Walford. Imagine that. He was benched for John Walford, a guy who played freaking football at Wake Forest. And so they were clearly looking for an upgrade this offseason. And if you think about it, for the Rams to be able to get rid of Jared Goff's contract, you're eating a ton of salary caps. Like, you're eating a ton of dead cap space. And you have to give up two first-round picks. I don't even think the two first-round picks they gave up were necessarily to pay for Matthew Stafford so much as it is, like, I look at this deal as half of a first-round pick, a third-round pick for Matthew Stafford, and then we're going to give you half of a first-round pick and another first-round pick to take Jared Goff, a la Brock Osweiler. I think that's where they were. The Rams decided they could not win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. They have pushed their chips into the center of the table multiple occasions since Jeff Fisher was fired. And this is how Les Snead rolls. He wants to gamble. He wants to go all in. And he did it with when they traded up for Goff. Or I guess Fisher did that. But he did it when they traded for Jalen Ramsey. He did it when they signed Aaron Donald to a big deal. You know, this is just what he wants to do. He wants to shove his chips in, go for it. And he did this with the Stafford deal. That's what this is. It's saying we're cranking up open a small window for 2 years with Matthew Stafford. We're going to see what he can do. He's still not – I mean, like, we can all agree Stafford's an upgrade over Goff, right?
Huge upgrade.
Huge upgrade.
Yeah, there's no argument.
Right. So the only issue then, if you're talking about this trade – and look, I'm not a big – trade your first round picks guy. I don't like what the Rams do with their first round picks. But clearly, we all agree the upgrade at quarterback is massive. The question is, did you pay too much for it? And will it burn you down the road? Because the Rams thus far have not been burnt down the road by trading their first round picks.
The Rams, the Rams cannot be burnt looking down the road. This is like someone in 2010 talking about traveling to Europe. And they're like, you know what, right. I'm going to put it off till 2020. And you get to 2020, and there's a pandemic, and that threw off your whole long-term plan. Like, the Rams don't do that. They think in the right now. If they're planning a trip in 2010, they go in 2010. So what you do if you're the Rams, and I'm sure Les Snead and Sean McVay thought about that, they said, look, do we want to rebuild this team? Or are we in the Super Bowl window? Well, we're not rebuilding because we don't have a first-round pick, so we're trying to win right now. And how we can do that is upgrading our weakest link, and that's Jared Goff. And I think that is the conversation that Snead and Sean McVay had. And when you decide that your quarterback is the one piece of the puzzle holding you back or the one piece that doesn't fit in the puzzle, you got to fix it. And Matthew Stafford, I'm not sure if he's going to fix it, but he's absolutely – an upgrade from Jared Goff. And if McVay can drag Jared Goff to the playoffs 3 times in 4 years, win 2 division titles with him, and go to a Super Bowl, I mean, the sky's the limit with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Wilson, I would ask you this. What does the Rams team from 2020, if you take Jared Goff out and you drop a healthy Matthew Stafford in at the playoffs, they've got to go at Green Bay and then, in theory, host Tampa Bay. Right? At Tampa Bay. They'd be at Green Bay, at Tampa Bay. What does this Rams team do with Matthew Stafford?
No, they played Seattle. That's Seattle, right? Yeah, they beat Seattle. Is that what you said?
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, they would have to go at Seattle, at Green Bay, at Tampa Bay. This is their path. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to assume they would beat Seattle with Stafford if they beat Seattle with John Wolford.
Of course, yeah. And the Green Bay game, Goff actually didn't play terribly in that game, if I recall correctly. But I think you have to go back even further to the – I mean, they went 10-6.
Or maybe they win the division with Stafford.
That's the other thing. I think you go back a little further because, you know, Breach just said you don't know what you have in terms of an upgrade. He's a substantial upgrade, and we're going to see that pretty quickly. Sean McVay is probably licking his chops at the idea of getting a hold of Matthew Stafford.
Who, I will tell you that the Rams don't lose to the New York Jets with Matthew Stafford.
I would agree with that. I also think
that's one win right there.
I just think if you sort of think about how McVay always schemes stuff up for Stafford, I mean for Goff, where he's bootlegging out and there's obvious 1-2 reads like across the field, and he makes things easy for his quarterback. Nothing's ever been easy for Matthew Stafford. He's been in Detroit. I mean, he had Calvin Johnson and Kenny Galladay. That's great. But nobody thinks he's ever had a great offensive mind teaching him what to do. You put Stafford on a rollout and give him like high, medium, low reads, he will sling the ball all over the field and just like completely annihilate defenses. I think he is a perfect fit with Sean McVay's offense.
He's a fit there. I mean, he's a fit everywhere. He's a fit there. He's right. A fit in Kyle Shanahan's. He's a fit in Pittsburgh. He's a fit in New Orleans. You name a team that needs a quarterback, he's a fit there. And I think it'll be fun to see him playing for the first time in a dozen years on a team that has a really good defense, that has a play caller in place that's going to get the best out of him. No disrespect to Jim Caldwell. It's hilarious to me, and you can't talk about this enough. So 2016, Jared Goff went first overall. 2017 through 2023, no first-round picks for the Rams. So they're going to go 8 years between first-round picks. And in that time, at least in the Sean McVay era, they've always had a winning record. I don't remember what happened in 2017. Oh, that was his first year. Yes, so every year. So 11 wins, 13 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins. And that's all with Jared Goff. So you could say
Let me repeat that for Ryan. Just for everyone. Yeah, say it again. Sean McVay has never had a first-round pick ever in his coaching career, and yet has still managed 4 winning seasons, 3 playoff appearances, 2 division titles, and 1 Super Bowl appearance.
And let's be clear. Jared Goff didn't take the Rams to the Super Bowl. Sean McVay and Wade Phillips took the Rams to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's
– Jared Goff was awesome up until the Chiefs game, and they just suddenly sucked for no reason for the rest of the year.
And he has struggled in the postseason. Whatever. The other side of this to me is, okay, you get 2 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick. Do you want Jared Goff if you're the Lions? I mean, you're clearly rebuilding. You were rebuilding with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, please let me out. And they're going to stop the train and let him get off. But if you're Dan Campbell, they hired Mark Brunell as quarterback's coach. Who'd they get as a defensive coordinator that just came over? Is that Aaron Glenn? Is he
yeah.
The OC? And who's the new OC?
Anthony Lynn.
So, I mean, I guess you can run the ball a ton with Jared Goff, but here's the deal. So,
I think Jared Goff can't lose in this deal because he was getting paid no matter what. But Jared Goff just went from having Sean McVay tell him exactly what to do right before the play is snapped every single time, 40 or 70, 75 times per game in Los Angeles, where he is like California, where he's lived his whole life, to moving to Detroit and working for Dan Campbell. If you're talking about losers,
this is reverse Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes. If you're talking about losers in this deal, there isn't a bigger loser than Jared Goff. This is a disaster.
He's the winner. He's getting paid. The losers are the Lions.
Well, the Lions lose because they downgrade their quarterback. Jared Goff loses because he just went from freaking L.A. to Detroit.
Geography aside, he wasn't exactly setting the world on fire. But here's what encapsulates it for me. The Rams now have the second-best quarterback in the division. The Lions now have the worst quarterback in the division because we don't know what Chicago is going to do. So the Lions arguably had the second-best quarterback in that division until 4 hours ago.
Oh, a winner here is Aaron Rodgers. If he's back, they're walking to the – they are walking to the division title.
Well, we'll see who the Bears get at quarterback. The Bears trade for Deshaun Watson. That's different.
Well, that's – okay, yeah, sure. So compensation-wise – I was sort of arguing with Pete and I guess Pete, Nick, and Jamie on a text thread, and they think that the Lions cleaned up here. I personally disagree, if only because Rich, are you drinking out of a mason jar?
That's all I have right now. Everything's dirty.
It's not a criticism.
I'm just kidding. Yes, I am.
Okay,
on the fly here. I had a lot going on here. I didn't have my CBS official cup. Rich, are you getting in trouble?
We're not all on vacation.
No, I love a mason jar. I'm gonna figure it out, man. What's up?
Exactly. But with fancy. The compensation, yeah.
So the compensation is 2 first and a third. Like
Lions cleaned up.
Is
no.
It,
I disagree.
I do too. I disagree.
The talk was last week. The talk was late first round pick, maybe 2 second round picks. We actually talked about that.
I said he would get at least 1 first round pick, definitely. And you guys laughed at me.
No, I didn't. I was shown for the record.
Brinson said second round pick. Brinson said second round pick.
Okay, but if you said a first round pick breach, how is getting 2 first round picks and a third round pick in Jared Goff not cleaning up for the Lions?
Well, we also talked about extra picks. I think I said like a fifth or sixth round. I thought there would be an extra pick.
You're so lucky he doesn't have a dunk button.
No, there's no. You guys talking about second and third round picks should be dunked on for being so wrong.
No, I was dead wrong on this one. I said. I thought it would be Stafford for a second round pick. But,
yeah, or 2 second round picks.
But you got to remember, the Rams, I think, are paying more to dump Goff.
Yeah, so I just read this tweet. Let me see if I can find it again. Someone said.
Well, hold on. So the Rams are going to take a $22.2 million
Why
cap
do
hit.
I have to hold on, by the way?
I'm well, because I was going to tell you the dead cap hit. The Rams are taking a $22.2 million dead cap hit. On Goff's contract, and the Lions are taking a $17.8 million dead cap hit on Stafford's contract, and that's from Tom Pelissero from
right. NFL. Well, that's – yeah, we know that. I'm saying
– I got told to hold on so he could tell us stuff.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan. Go.
Could tell us what you could read. Like, hey, hold on, Wilson. Type in Spotrac.com on your computer.
I mean, what are we doing? Let me see. My guy, our buddy Grant Paulson tweeted this out. Let me see what he said. He tweeted.
Noted Lions beat writer. Oh, no, it was about Washington. He was talking about, like, should Washington have paid what Detroit did to get the deal? And I say no, because I think Detroit is fully rebuilding. But, to me, the appeal here for Detroit is that you don't have to draft a quarterback. You still can.
Oh, so this is what Grant – it looks like this is what he's speculating, and it sort of makes sense. So Grant Paulson, he has a radio show in D.C., and he, of course, follows the football team really closely. Stafford was not worth 2 ones and a 3. Oh, that's not it. He basically said that the first-round pick was to trade. The other first-round pick was to take Goff. And the third round – is that what you just said?
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
And the third-round pick was to finish off the deal. There it is.
Yeah. I mean, like one of the first – so Stafford basically got a late first and a third. And then one of the first-round picks is the Rams saying, hey, we'll throw you another one, but you're taking Goff. Because they can't have Goff and Stafford. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's –
and that makes sense. And if you're the Rams – so, Brent, I hope you're telling that to Jamie, Nick, and Pete, because I'm on your side about how this makes sense. Not only did you get Goff's contract off your books and you gave up first-round pick, which is like the Brock Osweiler deal to the Browns where, you know what, you're like, it's worth it because we got this huge monstrous contract. And number two, the other first-round pick, you're the Rams. With Matthew Stafford, you're expecting to go to the Super Bowl next year. You're expecting to be at worst in the divisional round like you were this year with John Wolford and Jared Goff as your quarterback. So if you are in the divisional round, that means that first-round pick you just gave up is 24th overall. Exactly. At worst, if you make it to the Super Bowl, you're talking about giving up the 31st or 32nd pick for Matthew Stafford.
And then next year, Breach. Right, but you're talking about next year's pick, which you're paying to get rid of Jared Goff. Again, you, with Matthew Stafford in the same spot under contract, you're expecting that you're going to be in the playoffs. And if you are, if one of these picks is inside the top 15, we'll reassess it. If they're outside the top 20, then this is a good deal by the Rams, in my opinion.
But if the pick is in the top 15, then the Lions win the trade hands down.
Hands down.
That means Stafford wasn't good and the Rams weren't
correct.
Good.
Or Stafford, on paper, Stafford, exactly, exactly.
On paper, based on what we said 48 hours ago, the Lions made out really well in this deal. I mean, you can't say they didn't when you just said, you and I said a second-round pick or a couple second-round picks and Breach had a first-round pick. They got 2 and a 3rd. And Jared Goff. You can work with Jared Goff. I don't know how that – also worth noting, to Breach's point.
Noted kneecap biter Jared Goff. Loves kneecaps.
Yeah, that worked out for him. First-round picks work out half the time. And if you draft a quarterback in the first round, it's less than that. So to give up on him, I think it's sort of funny that the Rams keep trading them away, but clearly they don't value them.
How about the fact that the Rams not only traded away 2 first-round picks, but don't forget how many picks they give up to move up to get Jared Goff in the first place, and he is a first-round pick who they also traded away.
That wasn't McVay. That was Jeff Fisher, right?
I know, but it was less need.
I'm just asking.
If your choices are a first-round pick or a proven commodity, you know, obviously the contract plays commodity's going to cost you more, but it makes some sense to go. If you're in win now mode, you go for the proven commodity because you don't know if the draft pick's going to pan out.
Yes, I don't think anyone here disputes that, right?
So it's in 2016. They gave up. Eagles traded with the Browns. Oh, they traded with the Titans. They gave a future first to move up to number one overall to grab Jared Goff when Jeff Fisher was in charge, but Les Snead was the GM. And I mean, look, they were in such a dead spot with Jared Goff.
Oh, wait a second. What's up? Haven't talked about this. Brad Holmes, so you don't know who that is, but the GM.
I apologize to Brad Holmes.
From the Lions, he just moved from he pulled the Patriots Chiefs thing. He went from the Rams to the Lions.
And importantly,
this was a hometown discount.
Importantly, Brad Holmes was on Les Snead's staff with Jeff Fisher, I believe. So like
Brad Holmes is the only reason Jared Goff isn't going to retire from football tomorrow morning, because he's going to talk him off the ledge. Like, Jared, look, I know you're from California. You went to high school there. You went to college there. You played the first 5 years of your NFL career there, and you don't want to move to Detroit, and you don't want to play for the Lions because this team has never even been to the Super Bowl. They haven't won a playoff game since 1991. But trust me, you saw what I did in Los Angeles. I can do the same thing in Detroit. We'll build a winner here. That's it. Because if I'm Goff and I don't hear that, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just gonna chill in my Los Angeles house and retire with my $100 million.
For real, I'm not even joking. Who cares? Like, he's not. This team is. Not infinitely, but substantially worse with Jared Goff over Matthew Stafford. They still have the 7th pick. I guess you don't take a quarterback because you don't want to rattle Jared Goff's nerves.
I mean, but have Jared Goff under contract for the next 3 years?
And you paid him a lot of money. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense to draft you draft a playmaker. Perhaps you draft Devontae Smith or whoever. Maybe some help on defense.
I think Jared Goff's extension kicks in this offseason.
I just don't know how you think if you're Dan Campbell or Brad Holmes or Anthony Lynn that you can win. And I don't know if Dan Campbell and Anthony Lynn were in on these conversations. I have no idea. But if you can win, and you talk about the structure in Detroit where it's Rod Wood, and then
I am definitely out on Detroit now.
Spielman is up there in the org chart somewhere. So there's a lot of moving parts. But if you're not, I mean, granted, he won in Los Angeles. They won. And I don't want to overstate this. I feel like they won at times in spite of Jared Goff. I don't think that's going too far.
No.
He had moments where he played well. But again, betting on the Rams, you have no idea which Jared Goff's going to show up. That's the issue. Aaron Rodgers, you know who's going to show up. Drew Brees, you know he's not the Drew Brees he once was, but he will still show up and do a lot of things he used to see. Jared Goff, he could throw 40 interceptions. I think the last 18 months, he's tied for the league in turnovers. Is that going to change in Detroit?
No, of course not. It's going to be worse without McVay, without that offensive line. All right, we're nearing the emergency podcast ending time. So let's get a winner or loser in this trade, Breach.
You know, obviously we want to say the Lions because of multiple draft picks, but I'm going to say it's the Rams. If the Rams
– Rams a winner or a loser?
The Rams are a winner.
I agree.
The Rams are my winner in – And obviously, we'll look at back. If the Rams don't make the playoffs in 2021 and we reassess, and you can laugh at me and we can call them the losers, but guess what? Sean McVay's never had a losing record. He's made the playoffs in 3 or 4 years. That's with Jared Goff. I think this team is a lock for the divisional round minimum in 2021. Cut it right now. Put it out there. I'm saying they're a lock. And if you do any better than that, if you're in the NFC title game of the Super Bowl, you won the trade.
That's one of those blank bold statements. Yeah, they've won 13, 11, 9, and 10 games with Jared Goff. I think they're a really good football team. I think it's bold to say they're going to win 6 games. I mean, they're definitely going to the playoffs. They're definitely winning a playoff game.
Sorry, my wife just came downstairs. She's going to bed. She's mad that I didn't acknowledge her when she walked from the screen. I somehow managed to like barely record this podcast and piss off my family, of course.
So you know who a loser is for me? Are we doing winners first? What Breach?
No. You pick one or the other. So Breach picked a winner. You pick a loser, and then I'll go.
That's even better. And then Brinson can pick the tie.
Yeah. Loser, football team. Because Jacina Anderson just tweeted out at 10:19 on January 30th p.m. League sources gives the opinion line statistics. The Rams were screwed with a bad contract on Goff, which is what we just talked about. Lions helped them and don't even get a good pick this year. The Washington offer was better. Like, I don't know what the Washington offer was.
What?
But.
Dude, was it their first round pick?
I don't know, but I don't know. Maybe the Brad Holmes.
I bet it was their first round pick for Stafford, but they wouldn't take Goff.
And Chase Young.
Wait.
One first round pick, even if it is, what are the Washington picking?
That wouldn't make any sense.
But what if it was the
Washington went to the playoffs, so it's not like that's a high pick, Brenton. I know you're thinking of 7 and 9.
No, I know it is. I know, but I mean, I'm trying to think.
They picked 19th overall, so 19th straight up for Stafford is not better than what the Rams offered.
Settle down. Breach is in interrupty mode. I don't like him.
I'm sorry. It's been a long night.
What if it's?
But I say they won't take off. I don't know what to talk about.
Deal. I feel like it is.
Wait, say it again.
Huh?
What did you say? Sorry, my audience.
Oh, I said, what if it's 2 first round picks, a 3rd round pick, and Chase Young?
Well, that would you kind of have to take that. You have to take
How
that.
How could you not take? Yeah, but it's better. Aaron Donald.
I think you're right. The Brad Young thing, Brad Holmes thing, Brad Holmes thing is the difference, in the sense that.
You know what? You can't remember common names. Like, you can never remember Zach Taylor's name for the first 2 years. Brad Holmes, you don't let me that.
I know. I think they were willing to take Jared Goff because of that Rams connection, and that made a difference. They were like, screw it. I'm taking over this team. We're not winning. We've won twice in the last 40 years. We're not going to win much now. So I'm going to take the quarterback who might be decent this year, decent in the next 3 years, and – we're going to get the multiple first-round picks to try and hit on one or two of them. Whereas you get one from Washington or one and a second from Washington, and you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know Goff, so you're at least willing to gamble with him, maybe.
We talk about if our team would want the opponent to go for it on fourth down, how we feel about it. I'm going to do this as a Steelers fan. Would I want to give up 2 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick, not Ben Roethlisberger, like someone like T.J. Watt?
Would you give up 2 first in Big Ben for – Stafford?
100%.
Yeah. You take that in a heartbeat. Would Panthers fans give up 2 first and Teddy Bridgewater for Stafford? I would.
But that's why I said 2 first, a 3rd, and TJ Watt. I would think about it. Like, I don't know.
But 2 first and Ben, you're.
2 first, a 3rd, if you include the 3rd, that's part of it.
The 3rd's okay.
It's not okay.
All right, so here's the tiebreak. Winner, me.
Oh, boy.
Matthew Stafford fan club president.
Oh, God.
And he's going to L.A., baby. He's going to light up the NFL in this offense. McVay is a genius offensively. He's great at play action. Stafford throws bombs down the field. He's got Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. They'll add a deep threat, too. This is a perfect fit for him.
Is this your rebound off of Phillip Rivers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a Rams fan.
That's a good rebound.
I'm a Rams.
Sometimes you marry a rebound. You know.
I've got like the emoji with the hard eyes. That's me right now on the Rams.
There's a 2-word description of what you are, and I can't say it until we get off the air.
You guys want quick trivia? Only quarterback this century besides Matthew Stafford to be traded for multiple first round picks.
Jay Cutler.
Boom.
We have
to give Jay Cutler shout out for bleep.
And he wanted out badly.
And
no, McDaniels wanted him out.
What if you're like the Dolphins? Would you trade 5 first round picks for Deshaun Watson and JJ Watt?
All right. Well, let's not go down. We got time to deal with this. We have a whole offseason to do podcast that we're gonna get out of here in under 30 minutes. People's minds will be blown, myself included. Great emergency pod. Much more, of course, to unpack on Matthew Stafford to the Rams, Jared Goff to the Lions. John Breach, thanks for jumping off HQ in your fancy shirt to do this while I'm on vacation. Ryan Wilson, out of bed to rip off an emergency podcast. Great work as always, fellas. Talk to you soon. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.